Hello there. Welcome back. If you are new to this podcast, my name is Sylviane, and in my podcast, I'm talking about the law of assumption, spiritual law, and the teaching of Neville Goddard, who taught nothing but spiritual law, also called the law of assumption. I was recently reading a beautiful lecture from Neville called One Greater Than John. John being John the Baptist in reference to the Bible. And by the way, if you want to know more about Neville and his story, he talks about himself, his story, and his meeting with Abdullah a great deal in this very lecture. So, one thing that Neville talked about more than anybody else, any other teacher, spiritual teacher, is that the Bible is not a history book, nor a religious book, by the way. And the characters in the Bible are states of consciousness. And John the Baptist is a state of consciousness, just like Jesus is a state of consciousness. And the one greater than John, the one greater than the state of consciousness called John the Baptist, is Jesus, which is also a state of consciousness. So in this particular podcast, I want to discuss those two states of consciousness and what the difference is between those two states of consciousness. And I will read some excerpts of this beautiful lecture from Neville, One Greater Than John, and I strongly suggest that you read it yourself. If you want to move up in your own state of consciousness, you know, the books from Neville are really, really good. But the lectures are, I would say, a level up from the books. So if you want to rise in your state of consciousness, you should read the lectures from Neville. So when we come to hear about this law, when we are new into the understanding and the knowledge of this law of assumption, spiritual law, we are in the state of John the Baptist. What is the state of John the Baptist? Well, John the Baptist was not eating and not drinking and doing things. He was doing things in order to become, and he was telling people to do things in order to become or to get closer to God. That was the state of John the Baptist. And that's what we see a lot of people do. And even some coaches teach to other people to do, because those coaches are also in the state of John the Baptist. So they are telling you, and I used to be one of those, right? But I'm less and less one of those, because I'm growing in consciousness as well, like everybody else, like Neville himself. That's why his lectures are even more profound than his books, because they came after, later in his career, when he had stepped in another state of consciousness than when he used to write the books. We all are growing in consciousness. So you have coaches who are telling you to do this and to do that and to affirm and to visualize and to do again and again and again things so you can get what's over there in the world, your desire that is separated from you, by the way. And that's not even talking about coaches that want to treat and talk about your traumas and problems. This is the state of John the Baptist. But again, we know that the state of John the Baptist is lesser than the state of Jesus. The state of Jesus is I am, is knowing who you are. And as opposed to John the Baptist, Jesus was actually doing the very opposite. So while John the Baptist was not eating, nor drinking, and doing a lot of things and telling people to do a lot of things, Jesus was the complete opposite. Jesus was eating and drinking. He was even called a glutton and a drunkard. And he wasn't doing anything. You know that story, if you are familiar with the Bible, when a woman was sick and just by touching the garment of Jesus was healed. And Jesus did nothing whatsoever. That woman, because of her faith, just by touching Jesus' garment, got healed. So Jesus was in the state of being, not doing. This is the difference between the state of John the Baptist, who was doing a lot of things to get there, and the state of Jesus, who was not doing anything because he was being, knowing who he was, knowing that he was I am, that he was God. Do you understand the difference between the state of John the Baptist, which is many of you, and the state of Jesus, the I am, which is fewer of you, but I think more and more of you are becoming that state. As Neville said, we were all born with complete amnesia, but we were all born with different personalities as well. For example, two very distinct personalities are people who are very attached to the 3D world, very rational in their thinking, and the ones who are naturally less attached to the 3D world and much less rational. I can say that I belong to the latter group because since I can remember, I did not lack, I did not accept a lot of things that I could observe in the world, but not from yesterday. But since I was a little girl, I was not liking this thing called the 3D world. And I was always thinking, there was something in me always thinking about, is there something better to this? Because I am really not interested in this. Yet, even though I was born this way, I was asleep a long, long time. I was just completely not accepting, not lacking what I saw, what I experienced even, right? But I was still asleep. And then I came to discover this law, and then slowly but surely, I also, like Neville himself and many other people, evolved and grew in my state of consciousness. So it's the same for you. Maybe you discovered the law being still very, very irrational, very attached to the 3D, but you are waking up. You are becoming more and more aware every single day. And I see this with clients of mine, especially the ones that I have had for a while, and seeing evolving. Some people are evolving faster, so to speak, and some may be evolving slower. But it doesn't matter, because in the end, we are all supposed to wake up. I think the only differences between those who are evolving faster or slower is the state of consciousness they are coming from. If you are deeper in the state of consciousness of John the Baptist, or maybe not even yet in the state of John the Baptist, you are going to evolve slower. If you are closer naturally from birth, for some reason, to the state of Jesus, you are going to evolve faster in your state of consciousness. But this is not a judgment, because this is a journey. And whatever state you were born in, you also have chosen this journey, this experience, because you are God. You just forgot that you are, as you were born with complete amnesia. Here's what Neville says in his lecture, One Greater Than John. John represents the state of man's ongoing when he does violence to his appetite. And yet, life is nothing more than the appeasement of hunger. God gives to every man in this world a hunger that he can, if he knows God's law, satisfy. He cannot clothe himself with the fulfillment of his dream and satisfy it. But there's a state where man passes through, and it is called John the Baptist, where he does violence to his appetite. So, in other words, what Neville is saying here is that we discover this law and we all go through the state of John the Baptist, thinking that we have to do things such as techniques, right? Rings a bell? Doing techniques to get there, to get where we want to be. And that's the state of John the Baptist. And we, all of us, go through that. If you listen to the best teachers of this law and you hear their stories, you will realize that we all went through the state of John the Baptist. We all started with techniques, doing things, affirming, visualizing, scripting. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do that if it helps you, but we all started there because we were, or we are still, in the state of John the Baptist, thinking that we'll get closer to God by doing those things. And by closer to God, I mean closer to your desire and closer to your desired state. The closer we get to the state of Jesus, however, the less we feel that we have to do things, just because we have shifted in our state of consciousness. Here's another excerpt from this beautiful lecture from Neville. So you start from Abraham and you come all the way through into Jesus Christ. And their only state of consciousness where God passes through individualizing himself as you. And everyone goes through the state called John the Baptist. So all of those born of women, none is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John. So how great we are in this world, that doesn't really matter, because the least in the kingdom of God has a greatness beyond the wildest dreams of this world. The least has a greatness. You can't conceive the greatness of the least in the kingdom. And he's brought there not by anything he's done, for may I tell you, I did nothing to do it. I fell into it. But who made me fall into it? God. And so we can't take any credit for having fallen into the state called John. Just the same as, and here's me talking, I stop quoting Neville here, so is the same with falling into the state of I am, into the state of Jesus. There is nothing that we have to do. We just embody the state or fall into the state or occupy that state. That's all we have to do. So if you feel that you have to do something, that's okay. You are in the state of John the Baptist, who was great anyway, right? But if you want to get closer to the state of Jesus instead, the I am state, the God state, then you just remember that there's nothing that you've got to do. You just need to become, to fall into the state, to occupy the state, to put on the state, whatever fits better your narrative or your understanding. I hope that this podcast, which was a little bit different and maybe a little bit deeper than all the other ones before, helped you. If you want my help, just check my website, manifestingwithsylviane.com. I even have a free manifesting guide that can help you if you are new with this law. And as you know, I truly appreciate you.